missionaries, not their attackers, are arrested in India. Several countries make the Hall of Shame list, and a flat earth ideology strengthens the vision for Korea's church leaders. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An anti-conversion law in Chhattisgarh, India, is responsible for missionaries being arrested. The incident took place February 17th while the missionaries were leading 3 days of public meetings for believers in the Korba district. On the second day of the meetings, Christians were attacked. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says
significant numbers of anti-Christian people came and threatened them first. Then they start beating up all the Christians. And instead of arresting the people that were beating up Christians and causing such havoc, the police arrested 11 of our missionaries.
The arrest made national television. While tragic, Yohannan says God is using it.
None of these missionaries are accusing anybody. They are saying, we forgive them. We don't want any revenge on anyone. We just want them to know the love of Christ. So that itself is a testimony to the people.
Yohannan's asking Christians to pray the attackers will have a Saul-like conversion experience. Next, millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith in Christ all over the world. The Washington, D.C.-based human rights group International Christian Concern has just released its annual Hall of Shame Awards, a list of the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians. In order, they're North Korea, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, India, China, Pakistan, Iran, Eritrea, and Vietnam. ICC is calling on journalists and believers like you to help shine the light on persecution in 2009. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Biosand water filter brings clean water where it's desperately needed, but how do you get the filter there? International Aid's Jim Bodenner says they recently entered into a partnership with the United States Navy.
The USS Swift will be arriving in the Dominican Republic with our filters on board. Similar effort will happen here in March. The USS Nashville will be arriving in Ghana with filters on board. And we have filters that have been loaded recently aboard the USS Comfort, the Navy medical ship, bound for Haiti.
With regard to ministry, Bodenner uses the example of a project in northern Ghana. The team made a follow-up visit to a Muslim village they'd supplied with filters.
When we got to that village, the chief and all the villagers were there in celebration to thank us for the filters that we had provided. We now have an opportunity to go back to that community on an ongoing basis to dialogue with that community about water and health. But it opens also the opportunity to share the gospel with the people that live in that village.
Meanwhile, Book of Hope International reached over 1 million children with the gospel in Ghana last year. 200,000 kids were led to Christ through Book of Hope gospel booklets handed out in schools. Sylvanus Alorm says the ministry is now going one step further.
It's one thing giving out the books to the children and them making a decision for Christ. It's another thing making sure they are really grounded in the faith and they are living for Christ. So this year, our target is to make sure we design discipleship programs or we partner with organizations in discipleship in order to strengthen the faith of the children.
Discipleship programs will also allow for better follow-up with believing children. Many kids have yet to hear the gospel in Ghana. Alorm wants you to pray and even give.
The whole world is in recession economically, and so we are praying that donors will not give up on us.
And Wycliffe Bible Translator says 46 Korean church leaders from 21 churches gathered this week for the 6th annual GLOCAL conference. These church leaders both celebrated and confirmed God's calling on the local churches. They're partnering with other organizations in order to best carry out His mission. By connecting with mission organizations like Wycliffe, ministry can be mutually supportive and enriching. Pray for them as they wrap up their experience and put their learning into practice. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.